What is the only U.S. state with a circle or arc as part of its boundary? There's only one, and I'll go to the center of that circle for this story next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
We may have heard of the Mason-Dixon line. The old courthouse in Newcastle, Delaware, is one of the places they met to do their work.
The commission that had them drawing the lines up, because there was a big argument between the Calverts of Maryland and the Penns about where the lines were for Pennsylvania and Maryland and Delaware and Maryland.
Julia Worm says Delaware is technically east of the Mason-Dixon line, its western boundary being the line that was surveyed. But there's another of Delaware's state boundaries that is also tied to this site.
There is the tale of the Ark. So the Ark was originally made in the agreement between the Duke of York, who gave the lower three counties, Delaware, to William Penn.
The Ark is the northern circular boundary of Delaware, the only state to have an Ark as part of its border. That Ark was to be 12 miles north and south of Newcastle, the place where Julia and I did this interview.
So what they basically did is on a map, drew a 12-mile circle from Newcastle, and they were like, yeah, that's kind of the area.
Some say the center of the arc is the cupola on this courthouse. The center point is really about two blocks from here, but that circle creates an interesting situation with neighboring New Jersey.
The funny thing is, we're so close to the Delaware River that Delaware still to this day, within that 12-mile circle, owns all the way to the high tide mark on the New Jersey side.
Normally, when a river forms a state boundary, the line is in the middle of the river. But here, the arc extends right up to the New Jersey shoreline of the Delaware River.
If Jersey wants to build piers or anything like that, they have to ask Delaware to be able to do it.
While this is a small state, its boundaries do tell plenty of unique stories about the unusual shape it has today. Traveling the countryside in Newcastle, Delaware, I'm Andrew McCrae.